state. And also state shouldn't do this. They should not do this. Let me ask, I asked Vicar today, and he said that they're thinking about not doing it, the radio this week, right?
No, well, the reason being,
why I raised about the tax thing, John Irvin, it's valid.
The general feeling now is that there's a real question of the value of the tax speech. And Sapphire raised it, he's writing it, and he's finished it. And he said to Irvin, when he turned it over, for God's sake, give one more thought to this, because it's done and it's good. But we don't need it. And why the hell go out and give a big tax bonanza to old folks, which is so patently political, when it doesn't do any good? The tax reform issue was a big issue 3 weeks ago or a month ago. It is, nobody's talking about tax reform today. It's gone. It's like this whole cycle of issues. They haven't taken anything and sustained it, and it's too late now for them to build it back into an issue.
Actually, yeah.
So, Bill's point is, I've done this before. I like it, but
I raised the point.
It's wrong to give. And John, I think, is...
I told you to check copies, you know, just to the rest, before we went on this sort of thing.
John's taking the probably that view. Then the thought would be, if we don't do that, to move the paternalism speech to Saturday, and skip the speech on Thursday, because you don't really need it.
True. No, I'm sorry. All right.
And you have
and I can go to Camp David on my own Thursday afternoon. Yeah. In Washington, right?
Yeah. I've got you set now to do the radio speech on Thursday, so you go to Camp David Thursday to give the speech.
No, I'm going to go Thursday anyway.
Right.
I go to Thursday right. Without giving the speech Thursday.
Right.
And do the Sapphire.
The point is, it's no change one way or the other.
Do the Sapphire thing, check.
Right. Do the paternalism one. Yeah.
That's Sapphire.
Right. Now, we have,
and Veterans Day Sunday.
Yeah, if that's, yeah. That's, that would be great. That's a special interest type one. It doesn't really count. No, just we may get run into a snag on this revenue sharing thing. We got to figure out what to do because Bob's funeral may very well end up being.
Do it today.
No. Okay. But if they find him today, they may. That you hit about right for funeral. So that's.
I'll just change it to Tuesday.
So we know that.
Yeah. Do it next week, Tuesday.
Okay. I'll postpone it.
Yeah. Fine. We can use it the next week.
And,
but that we can use Thursday next week. That would be something in the middle of next week.
Leader, but he's
a terrible monster.
they've got an interesting maneuver in the Congress that they think maybe they can pull off, which is to, as the conference reports come in, the House will act on it and complete their work on each of the conference reports, which would be the finish their business, including the continuing resolution, and then move to adjourn sine die, and then we get our members out of town. And that solves your water bill veto, because Bill thinks he can get that done in mid-afternoon.
Right, because without our members, we don't think the Democrats can get it for them.
No.
They have to get British all there, so it's only takes half.
Yeah, but they got a tough time. We can get everybody out. They've got so many out already that they think they can fail a quorum, and they've got the motion and then the sentence up against it too, and they've got a real problem with what they do on that.
Senator Rivera, for all, for a, I think they look back on what do you think?
I do too. Here they are all botched up at the end. They had been sitting for 2 years. They're trying to do it all in 2 days.
Talking to Mayor Collins of Boston, our mayor, strongly urged that A would not cancel on October 31st in Paris, Boston, and Montreal. He said, don't let your Republican liberals tell you that A hurts you. He said, your votes are going to come. You're going to get the Republicans anyway. Your votes are coming from the Irish and the others that he appeals to.
He isn't canceling. He has never accepted it.
Tell them.
Well, I do that consistently. So he doesn't. you'll call in, you know, with little
suggestions.
Somebody ought to give a call to her, we ought to get some covered or.
We were talking about what a great increase you made in the.
At the waters, yeah.
And there is a speech record, they thought of that line that she used.
Did they?
She used the line very well.
She sure did. Great line.
And it's great abilities and actress, you know what I mean?
Yep.
In a totally unactressly way. So at least that was that. Interesting thing about the people that are saying as much as the president get out and talk something. 8 minutes of that POW thing on that issue is worth a week's campaign swing.
That was one too that you're darn right.
Because you answered, you know what I mean? I'm talking to the gun issue. They'll all read about it.
Met my wife for dinner last night before the TV, so she didn't see the TV. She only heard the radio. And she matter of time here, she came in and she said, you know, that was just marvelous what the president did today. And I said, what do you mean? If you haven't seen the television? She said, it's been on the radio all afternoon. And she said, he was so strong and so firm. And you know, she had all these characteristics and it comes through. Radio tells a hell of a story.
That's why I used to use it a lot.
And these goddamn reporters had to report this one. And the TV had, you know, the ladies with the tears in their eyes and the two networks mentioned that fact. And
NBC,
the guys that saw this on TV last night, where it ran 2.5 minutes, we got a longer spot than we almost ever get on television. And
Billy mentioned, he said he was on, but he and his wife almost threw a rug in their shoes at the television. The television ran the Atlanta story in third and fourth place. I didn't realize they run it that low. He said, that huge crowd, they ran third and fourth place on television.
Yeah, but the point still got through.
But as he said, when they looked out in first place, he said it was something.
But this one was first place on every network. It's a lead story. The beauty of it is not only was the tone, the attitude, and all just exactly what you wanted, not only did you get a tremendous reception in a non-political, non-partisan kind of a
form. I'm worried you thought maybe people would.
With no signs and no balloons and none of that. But you made two of the strongest issue points that you can make, which is you're not going to cop out Vietnam and you're not going to grant amnesty to the
draft deserters.
And both of those points you're diametrically opposed to McGovern. And you're supported by the vast majority of the American people.
McGovern made them last
week. That's a point to score.
And McGovern made them just last week.
And McGovern was just on that wicket. And he's given up Vietnam again.
Is he?
Yeah, he's spending his whole time now on corruption.
That ain't gonna fly.
And disruption, sabotage, you know, this campaign sabotage thing. That poor guy. Last night, he was at a union thing in Los Angeles, or yesterday afternoon.
Talking about the fire marshal.
The fire marshal.
I heard about that.
Starts moving the TV camera down. McGovern blew. He lost his cool. And he shouted at the press people to start paying, you know, let's show a little maturity in the press corps. Pay attention to me and what I'm saying, not to what's going on over there.
He's crazy.
Then he had to call 5 years
of campaigning if I'd have done something like that, you know. Look at the goddamn agony we've been through. You know, the real heckling. He's not had real heckling. You realize that?
No, he hasn't had any heckling.
Yeah. He doesn't have people trying to shut him down. What the hell is he going to do then?
No.
They shouldn't have. And avoids the. He couldn't have handled that Liberty Island thing, I don't think.
We were close. I put some hecklers on it. There's no point in their doing it now.
Because he's going to blow.
Well, it's backfire.
Well, if it gets rough, I would.
No. Except that he's pretty well farthest from that by accusing us of it so much.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get heckled because any heckling, I think, will hurt us once again.
Well, we put out the orders that are not to be, and we're trying to run a clean campaign and all that crap. Certainly, the judgment regarding doing this was good. Another
Question. Press coverage of these labor leaders, fine. Separate press coverage.
Sure.
Like writing pool coverage only, Ron's recommending full press coverage.
Sure, I understand. Okay.